This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So would you consider yourself patriotic?
No.
Not really, to be honest.
Yeah, sure. I like Star Spangled Banner. Put on some Bruce Springsteen. Wave a little flag.
Damn straight I am.
What's the most patriotic thing you've done?
I wish I could say eat a hot dog, but like I don't even like hot dogs. I don't know, I drink. I feel like that's patriotic enough. Bud Light. Boom.
I went to a Rascal Flatts concert once and like wore an American flag t-shirt, but I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Because of America or because of Rascal Flatts?
A little bit of both.
Most patriotic thing I've done. Okay, well, the parade... I'm like, I'm a terrible American.
Forgot I did that.
So did I. Good. That is hilarious.
Guys, my brother-in-law, David, who lives down in Tampa, originally from Ireland and Spain, became an American citizen a couple of days ago.
Congratulations, David. That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Welcome to America.
Yeah, America, baby.
Well, I mean, you're in Florida. I don't know if that officially counts or not. How long have you lived in the United States now, David?
We've lived here now for 9 years.
Right.
So my green card was coming to an end next summer. So I had to make a decision, or either I renew the green card or I get citizenship. Mm-hmm. And it was a $100 difference. And our life is here. You know, we live here now. And because of my role and I travel with the church, it was always harder to get in and out of America. So I thought, you know, let's see if we can get this. And it was a very interesting experience and it was fun.
So you had to take the test to become a citizen to the U.S. Citizens and Immigration Services seal, right?
Yes.
For the naturalization tests. So yes. Producer Dan has agreed to take a test with you this morning. I'm going to ask you two some of the questions that David had to answer and see if you guys can figure it out. Kennedy, do you want to keep score, please?
Sure.
The only three letters I use are U.S. and A.
All right. Then
well,
you.
Okay. Am I against? Are we together or are we against each other? I didn't know I was going to be
this
tested.
This is a competition,
it's
David.
It's always a competition on this show, David.
And since
especially when they're not involved and they use me.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. No, it can't be Dan. Oh, my goodness.
All right. The first question is going to producer Dan. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are those three words?
I know this one.
No, no, no. Don't say anything, David. This one's for Dan.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Dan?
All men are created equal.
David, can you steal this one? Do you know the answer?
We the people.
Hey, look at that.
You were just a little late in that sentence.
This is going to be a long day for me. I don't have a lot of formal education.
This one is from my brother-in-law, David, who just became a U.S. citizen. What do we call the first 10 amendments of the Constitution?
The Bill of Rights, sir.
Oh, that is correct. That is correct. Producer Dan, how many amendments does the Constitution have?
Good
27.
Question.
What is it?
Oh,
27.
Hey, nice job. Dan is on the board. All right, brother-in-law David, what are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
Right to religion, right to free speech.
I'm sorry. The answers I have are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit
of happiness.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
What is the score right now, Kennedy?
Well,
USA.
You didn't ask Dan that one, so.
Oh, I didn't give him a chance.
It's one to one. It's fine.
Okay. No, it's one to two, actually, but
he got
this
two?
One doesn't count.
He has two, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't count this one because he didn't ask you, so.
All right.
Producer Dan, what are the two parts of the U.S. Congress? The two parts of the U.S. Congress.
State and I don't know.
Should I give it to David then?
No, he has to answer it, you see. You give it to David, and if he answers it, he gets the point.
David, do you know it?
The House and the Senate.
Oh, that is correct. Yes. All right, David, how many U.S. senators are there?
100.
Yeah, I knew that one. Yeah, that one came my way.
Of course you knew that one.
50 states, Tooney.
All right, last one, Dan. If both the president and the vice president can no longer
Speaker of the House, son.
Hey, nice job, nice job.
Wow, you didn't even know that was
not bad.
So I feel like a teenager in an exam right now.
I'm nervous. Opportunity knocks, but freedom rings.
Well, I got to tell you, the photograph that you guys took after you became a citizen with you and my sister and all of my nieces and nephews and everybody there, it was just, I could see the pride in your face. I can't imagine how you were feeling becoming a citizen like that.
Well, it's a very honoring thing. You know, the thing about it was I was 77 people that afternoon became citizens.
Wow.
From 29 different countries. And I think it was only three of us. There was two Australians and myself who came from what we would call Western nations. But every other nation, and I was just listening to some of the stories, I'm like, they have left some incredible when the Cubans stood up, it was, they screamed at the end and rejoiced. You know, so it was a very solemn moment, you know, and I was very honored because, you know, it's going to be just Alicia and I. You don't know what this event is going to be like. I just thought Alicia and I, the kids will go.
Right.
But, you know, there was a bunch. Your dad actually came, Carson. I don't know if you saw him in the picture, but there's a lot of people from the church there. So that was like, wow, they canceled all their afternoon meetings. My senior pastor, the executive team, they're all there to say, here, we're standing with you. It's been overwhelming sort of love and support and congratulations. But I wasn't leaving a country that I was fearful of. I wasn't leaving a country that I was, you know, fearing for my life or fearing for my, you know, whatever. I had actually strange some of the funny comments people were saying. Somebody wrote and sent me a text message and said, hey, I hope you don't lose your accent now.
David, I don't think that's going anywhere.
It's no more Guinness. It's all Sam Adams from here on out.
I'm like, I don't know how that works, but nothing has changed on the inside, on the outside, apart from I now I can live this country. I tell the guys all the time, you can't kick me out anymore. You can't get rid of me anymore.
Well, David, our country is better to have you here. I will say that. And it's,
well, I'm honored.
Well, thank you for coming on this morning. Congratulations to you, David.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful week.
Right. Bye, David.
All right, love you. Love you.
Guys. Bye-bye,
right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. There goes my brother-in-law, David, who became a U.S. citizen last week. It's just such a...
Unbelievable.
Can you imagine
unbelievable.
Well, it happens, you know, quite often down in Faneuil Hall.
Right.
And you get to see the people with their American flags, and it makes you just feel good to be here.
Well, I think it's pretty clear I would have failed the test.
Good thing you were born here.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It would seem we're going to add another high school to the high school challenge for our 10,000 Toys for Girls
you
and Boys.
You know it.
This is going very well. We had already made the announcement that Melrose was going to be participating, which, oh, by the way, won their big game and is headed to the high school Super Bowl dealio.
Love it.
How cool is that? I'm just going to say, you collect toys for kids and all of a sudden you're going to the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
Coincidence, I think not.
I know, right? By the way, you can drop us a text 617-931-1234. If you're a faculty member or student at an area high school, or maybe your kid goes there and you want to get your school involved to collect for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, we give all of our toys to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. Let's see if we can see what's going on here. Joan, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. It's Carson and Kennedy.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, hi.
Or as Annie likes to call you, Miss Walsh.
Miss Walsh.
Annie Dow, how art thou?
I'm good. I miss you.
So, Joan, you're going to represent North Quincy High. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Now, are you a faculty member for the school?
I am.
What do you do there?
I teach early education and care.
Okay. And you were one of Annie's teachers back in the day?
Oh, she was and still is a rock star.
I love you.
Right, Annie? Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you. Wow.
What is the mascot for your high school there, Annie?
Well, we are the Red Raiders.
Okay, okay.
The mascot is Yaku. He was a teacher at North back in the day.
Right. And who's the rival for
that? And Annie was the best Yaku we ever had, and we don't have Yaku anymore.
Aww.
Do you know that, Annie?
I don't.
Yeah, no, we don't have Yaku anymore. It's not politically correct.
I guess I understand that.
You had a politically incorrect mascot. It happens. Well, we're glad you guys have figured that all out.
Moved on.
We've moved forward. Well, that's good. That's
Thank
good.
You.
Who's your rival, Annie?
Quincy High.
Quincy High. You want to call them out? You want to talk a little trash?
It's funny because I know a lot of Quincy High kids now that we're out of high school, but when we were in high school, we didn't interact with one another. The presidents just weren't it. And we played them on Turkey Day, and when I was the mascot, I had to run around, and one of the kids spit at me after we scored a touchdown.
No!
And Miss Walsh, I swear, and ever since then, they've all been dead to me.
Well, if they're dead to you, they Yikes. Can't get toys.
Yikes.
Okay, so we have on, we have Joan, who is from North Quincy High, a former teacher for Annie. What did you think Annie was going to be when she got all grown up?
Well, did you tell them Annie, no?
No.
So I predicted her future, and I had her on CNN.
She did. Why are you laughing?
Living in California,
you're just not that
fans.
Serious.
Yeah.
I could be.
No, you couldn't be. Let me see you do your face without smiling. Go.
Absolutely not. Miss Walsh does a slideshow at the end of senior year, and right. she made this awesome slide for me, and she said either CNN or I was going to be something in sports.
With her tan and her beautiful white teeth. Yes.
All right. Well, we're so excited that North Quincy High is going to be part of the high school challenge for our 10,000 Toys for Girls
oh,
and Boys.
Oh, thank you. We are too.
We really appreciate it. You have a great day at school, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Bye, Miss Walsh.
Bye, Miss Walsh.
Bye.
Did you say you had her all 4 years?
All 4 years.
Did you keep failing the class?
No, I was in the early education program, Carson. Unlike you, I got a 4.0 in high school, so.
I had a 1.4.
And she graduated. Yeah. From the school.
Look at all that. You're amazing.
Crazy.
You are amazing. We are super excited to have Quincy North, your alma mater. North Quincy, sorry. Your alma mater as a part of our high school challenge. So we still have room for a few more high schools.
Yep.
Again, if you're an area high school, you're a faculty member, principal, you know, dean of students, or maybe you have a kid that works there or goes there, or you go to school there.
Yep.
And all you have to do is help us collect some toys for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. And then we take all these toys and give them to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program, which is just awesome. They really do a spectacular job of making sure these toys get out to all the organizations that need them. We are going to be collecting on Thursday. We're going to be at the Burlington Mall from 5 until 7. And then we're going to be at Solomon Pond on Saturday. That is from 11 until 1. And a big thank you also to the City of Boston Credit Union. If you want to find out all the locations where we're going to be collecting, you can go to mix1041.com/toys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It would seem we're going to add another high school to the high school challenge for our 10,000 Toys for Girls
you
and Boys.
You know it.
This is going very well. We had already made the announcement that Melrose was going to be participating, which, oh, by the way, won their big game and is headed to the high school Super Bowl dealio.
Love it.
How cool is that? I'm just going to say, you collect toys for kids and all of a sudden you're going to the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
Coincidence, I think not.
I know, right? By the way, you can drop us a text 617-931-1234. If you're a faculty member or student at an area high school, or maybe your kid goes there and you want to get your school involved to collect for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, we give all of our toys to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. Let's see if we can see what's going on here. Joan, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. It's Carson and Kennedy.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, hi.
Or as Annie likes to call you, Miss Walsh.
Miss Walsh.
Annie Dow, how art thou?
I'm good. I miss you.
So, Joan, you're going to represent North Quincy High. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Now, are you a faculty member for the school?
I am.
What do you do there?
I teach early education and care.
Okay. And you were one of Annie's teachers back in the day?
Oh, she was. And still is a rock star.
I love you.
Right, Annie? Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you. Wow.
What is the mascot for your high school there, Annie?
Well, we are the Red Raiders.
Okay, okay.
The mascot is Yaku. He was a teacher at North back in the day.
Right. And who's the rival for
and
the
And Annie was the best Yaku we ever had, and we don't have Yaku anymore.
Aw.
Do you know that, Annie?
I don't.
Yeah, no, we don't have Yaku anymore. It's not politically correct.
I guess I understand that.
You had a politically incorrect mascot. It happens. Well, we're glad you guys have figured that all out.
Moved on.
We've moved forward. Well, that's good. That's
Thank
good.
You.
Who's your rival, Annie?
Quincy High.
Quincy High. You want to call them out? You want to talk a little trash?
It's funny because I know a lot of Quincy High kids now that we're out of high school, but when we were in high school, we didn't interact with one another. The presidents just weren't it. And we played them on Turkey Day. And when I was the mascot, I had to run around. And one of the kids spit at me after we scored a touchdown.
No!
And Miss Walsh, I swear, and ever since then, they've all been dead to me.
Well, if they're dead to you, they can't get toys.
Yikes.
Okay, so we have on, we have Joan, who is from North Quincy High, a former teacher for Annie. What did you think Annie was going to be when she got all grown up?
Well, did you tell them Annie, no?
No.
So I predicted her future, and I had her on CNN.
You did. Why are you laughing?
Living in California,
you're just not that serious.
Yeah.
I could be.
No, you couldn't be. Let me see. Let me see you do your face without smiling. Go.
Absolutely not. Miss Walsh does a slideshow at the end of senior year, and she made this awesome slide for me. And she said, she said either CNN or I was going to be something in sports.
With her tan and her beautiful white teeth. Yes.
All right. Well, we're so excited that North Quincy High is going to be part of the high school challenge for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys.
Oh, thank you. We are too.
We really appreciate it. You have a great day at school, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Bye, Miss Walsh.
Bye, Miss Walsh.
Bye.
Did you say you had her all 4 years?
All 4 years.
Did you keep failing the class?
No, I was in the early education program, Carson. Unlike you, I got a 4.0 in high school, so.
I had a 1.4.
And she graduated. from the school.
Look at all that. You're amazing.
Crazy.
You are amazing. We are super excited to have Quincy North, your alma mater. North Quincy, sorry. Your alma mater as a part of our high school challenge. So we still have room for a few more high schools.
Yep.
Again, if you're an area high school, you're a faculty member, principal, you know, dean of students, or maybe you have a kid that works there or goes there, or you go to school there.
Yep.
And all you have to do is help us collect some toys for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. And then we take all these toys and give them to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program, which is just awesome. They really do a spectacular job of making sure these toys get out to all the organizations that need them. We are going to be collecting on Thursday. We're going to be at the Burlington Mall from 5 until 7. And then we're going to be at Solomon Pond on Saturday. That is from 11 until 1. And a big thank you also to the City of Boston Credit Union. If you want to find out all the locations where we're going to be collecting, you can go to mix1041.com/toys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I want to put my foot down this morning on the show, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
And now, Carson puts his foot down.
And I'm doing this because my wife is still asleep and she won't answer the phone.
Of course.
So yesterday on the show, I was lauding this new streaming service, Disney Plus, and how much I loved it.
Giddy.
Super happy. Giddy. Unbelievable. I fought with my wife about getting this on Friday night.
You already put your foot down once to get it.
To get it. That is true. I did. I put
a week's free trial.
To get a week free. To subscribe for 1 month. Right. And so I've been watching it over the past 3 days, and I'm watching this The Mandalorian, which is a storm, like something about... Boba Fett, but...
It's a Star Wars thing.
Yeah, it's a Star Wars thing. Anyway, it's very good. But I'm watching yesterday and I finished the second episode. I go to watch the third episode and there's no third episode.
That's because it comes out weekly.
Right.
You know, like some streaming services do.
Is this 2008?
No, but a lot of them do this now.
Carson, it's a show. They want you to keep coming back.
Like Game of Thrones.
No, that's not the way we do it anymore.
Yes,
that's the old school way we used to do it.
Game of Thrones just ended a year ago.
Yeah, but they're like idiots. Don't even get me started on Game of Thrones because I'm fed up with them and Homeland. Homeland, they just quit making it. Like they have another season and they go on a break for a year. Game of Thrones, I'm over all of it. I am done with it. I want to cancel it all.
I don't understand.
I want to cancel. We have Hulu for that stupid Handmaid's Tale show. We have Showtime because we watched Homeland. We have HBO because of Game of Thrones. We have Amazon, right? Which is part of Amazon Prime.
You got all the stuff.
We now have we have Netflix. I just got another service just now.
And, I don't get it.
And Disney Plus.
You were out of your mind.
I know.
Don't get it.
And it's too much. It was overwhelming yesterday.
Carson, you're like the ultimate media person, though. All of that stuff.
I know, and I'm over it. This was yesterday on the show, by the way. They are all there. And Lana was fighting with... She's like, no, we have Hulu. I'm like, fine, you get your Handmaid's Tale, but I can't have DuckTales? That is unfair. So we fought about it. We fought about it. We fought about it. And then I just did it. So then when I open up the app and she starts, first thing she sees is Beauty and the Beast. She's like, well, this is probably some remake, right? I'm like, no, it's the original. She's like, oh my gosh.
It is every Disney movie ever.
It's just hard to comprehend because we've never had this available to us before.
It's all been in the vault.
It's all been, right, and you'd have to pay like $30 for a stupid Blu-ray or a DVD right. back
I
in the day.
Had-
so that was yesterday. 4 days after me getting Disney Plus, I'm out. And
ridiculous.
I want to cancel it all.
It hasn't even been 24 hours since said that.
I want to get rid of all of it. I am so angry right now at all of
because
we are sheep. How much am I paying for all these stupid services?
Let's do the quick math on that.
Right?
Well, if you're watching the stuff, why does it matter?
Right.
If
I need to quit watching it. No, because I'm in this circle now. I'm in the circle of hell where I'm forced to watch. I'm watching shows that are stupid. You know, my wife and I watched at lunch yesterday. We watch Beachfront Properties.
All right. It's a great program.
It's stupid.
Are you kidding?
We're watching other people who are better looking, more successful, and
Television. Period.
Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
You had a nice
we're
afternoon
buying
with
into
your wife,
it.
So who cares?
No, we could like no, we didn't talk. We watched.
But
the
you
show.
Sat next to each other, which is so
we
nice.
We sat next to each other and watched other people live what's supposed to be great lives that probably aren't even really.
You
great
what are
lives.
You going to do in your spare time if you cancel all
talk
this?
Talk to my.
What
wife.
Hobbies do you have?
Yeah, good luck
talk.
With that.
I'm a wonderful. I'm a wonderful guitar player, Dan. I don't know if you know that or not.
Well, Carson, would you please tape that when you tell Lana she's not getting Hulu anymore?
I just want to get rid of it all. I got rid of the TV in the bedroom. That's gone. You know, we don't have anything in there anymore,
okay.
Which that was hard to do. But it's just like I just feel like we buy into all of this.
You have the worst FOMO of anyone I know.
I know, but it's
you won't
just,
be able to do it.
It'll
as
be like
soon
my
some...
son with his device. After a while, I'll forget about it.
No, and you won't.
Yes,
100% not.
Have you ever completely quit all of it? I want to talk to somebody who's been able to quit all of it. It's 617-931-1234.
Are you going to quit Instagram and Facebook too? Because you waste a lot of your time on that.
I really
if
don't
they
look
quit
at
TV. They're probably
if
not
you look at my
us.
Instagram, I don't post a lot on there anymore. I think Annie can attest. She probably see I don't post on there
about Twitter.
I read Twitter for the news. I do like to see the news and check the sports. That's about it.
Yeah,
I'm over it, Kennedy. Well, I'm putting my foot down.
Okay, well, next week we'll see about when
Carson.
You watch Saturday Night Live. So
I don't believe a single thing you just
down.
Said.
Well, Atlanta's not going to say yes.
You're the most on the grid person I've ever met in my life.
I'm coming off the grid, Dan.
You're not quitting anything.
I'm coming off the grid.
Yeah, he walks in here. Did you see this TikTok this morning?
This is the guy who strong armed me to get an Instagram.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.